Live from around the world with your health and fitness news, it's Under 10 Fitness with The Skinny.
What's up and welcome to Under 10 Fitness. This is the show that gives you tips, tricks, and motivation when it comes to health and fitness. This is The Skinny. This is the part of the show where we talk about what's trending in and out of the fitness industry. Again, my name is Drew Smith. I'm a personal trainer. I'm a competitive powerlifter. And right now on the phone with me is the inventor of a new product, brand new, breaking the market here on Under 10 Fitness with Power Paste. Dan, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you so much for inviting me on the program.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for being a guest. Now, I was very intrigued about this product. I found you on Twitter. That's a wonderful place if you want to find what's happening and what's going on. So, Dan, first, tell me a little bit about yourself, and then we'll talk about Power Paste.
Yeah, absolutely. So, my name is Dan. I've got a background in technology sales and software engineering. So didn't have as much entrepreneurial experience when a friend and I first conceived of this product about a year ago. But basically what happened was I had come across some statistics online that said only 50% of Americans brush twice a day. The other half of Americans either brush once a day or even less than that. So I was pretty shocked on this. It seemed like we had a pretty big oral healthcare crisis in America. So I got to talking with a friend about why this was. Why aren't people brushing? And what we realized was the morning oral healthcare experience is just a bad experience. You've got your fingers in your mouth trying to floss. People don't brush their teeth because they want to. They brush their teeth because they feel like it's something that they should be doing for their oral healthcare. And 50% of people are deficient in that. So we started shooting some ideas around what could we do to help people, to encourage them to brush their teeth and encourage proper oral care. And sooner or later, we came up with the idea for a caffeinated toothpaste.
A caffeinated toothpaste. Now, this is a very interesting product. I've never heard of anything else like this. Now, is this a new product, or have you seen caffeinated toothpaste before?
So this is a completely new product. We're the world's first energy toothpaste. Nobody's done it before, which is surprising to us. And a lot of people, when we tell them about Power Toothpaste, they say, wait a second, hasn't that been done before? But it hasn't. We're the first to market, and we are currently we're currently launching the product with a crowdfunding campaign on Indiegogo.
Yeah, so you've reached $26,000, it looks like, on Indiegogo, actually a little bit more than that. Your goal is $48,000 to get your product up and running, and I think that's a number that you came up with, how much you need to get the product off the ground. But, Dan, how did you decide that you needed caffeinated toothpaste? Like, where does that idea get born?
Sure. So the first time we had the idea, the conversation was sort of about how can we create a product that incentivizes people to brush their teeth, that turns toothpaste and brushing your teeth it takes it from an activity that you do because you feel like you're supposed to, because your dentist told you to, and turns it into something that improves your day, that gives you a boost you need to take on your day and to take on the tasks that you need to accomplish later on. So when we first... sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to wonder, like, how did this... I imagine there's some production that goes into it, and we'll talk about that after you finish your thought, kind of how you put it together and tried it for the first time.
Sure, yeah. So the first time we made a batch, it was actually made in my business partner's kitchen. We were not working with a manufacturer at the time. We just come up with the idea, and we whipped up a batch of it with some caffeine we had on hand and some toothpaste, and we were surprised to find it actually worked really well. So it turns out coffee takes about 45 minutes to an hour to absorb fully through your stomach. But when you brush with a caffeinated toothpaste, similar to chewing caffeinated gum, it takes effect almost instantaneously because the energy absorbs through your mouth directly into your body. So we tried our first batch of Power Toothpaste. Realized it worked really well, and then started sharing it with friends and family. And based on the feedback we got back from them, we realized this is something that we had to try turning into a real product. So we ended up sourcing a manufacturer and turning it into a real business.
And how much caffeine is in each serving?
So it's tough to say just because each person brushes with a different amount of toothpaste. That said, if you normally brush with the dentist recommended amount, which is a slightly larger than pea-sized amount, you're seeing about 60 to 70 milligrams of caffeine per brush, which is about a same amount of caffeine in a small amount of small cup of coffee or a small Red Bull.
Yeah, yeah. So that's I think that's typical for like a can of Coca-Cola, like a 12-ounce can has about 50 to 60 milligrams of caffeine. Now, do you find, is there minty flavor to it as well, or is it unflavored? What's it taste like?
Yes, yeah, so our toothpaste, we got the taste pretty in line with your standard toothpaste. So it's just a nice, refreshing, minty blast in your mouth.
Now, aside from adding caffeine to it, how is the toothpaste as far as other ingredients? Is it pretty standard to typical toothpaste out there? Is it more organic style? How would you describe it?
Yeah, so besides the caffeine is really the only strange ingredient in the toothpaste that you wouldn't normally find in a toothpaste on your shelf or in the grocery store. All the other ingredients are fairly standard as far as toothpaste goes.
And do you find yourself just, like, craving to brush your teeth all the time?
Well, when I wake up in the morning, I definitely, I look forward to brushing my teeth when I wake up in the morning now. The cool thing about the toothpaste is when you get that caffeine burst almost immediately into your system in the morning, it almost immediately wipes away the morning fog. So where I used to feel pretty crappy for an hour every morning while waiting for my first cup of coffee to brew or while showering and then getting dressed and then going to my local Starbucks, now within the first few minutes of waking up, I start to feel pretty good.
Well, that's,
and it's not it's not a big blast of caffeine. It doesn't get me jittery, but it's more a subtle pick-me-up.
Yeah, I mean, that's not a ton of caffeine. And I mean, myself, I really enjoy my coffee. Now, I could see myself using this toothpaste, and I want to substitute it for my coffee because I just enjoy the ritual with my coffee and the flavor of it. But do you find that this is like a good alternative for people who maybe don't like coffee or other caffeinated beverages?
Yeah, so I think it goes both ways. We've received emails from people who have told us that they don't enjoy drinking coffee. They either don't like the taste or they don't like that it stains their teeth or gives them coffee breath, and who are really excited about this to use it as an alternative. We've also spoken to people who enjoy their cup of coffee, but sometimes coffee isn't the most convenient or the best option for them, such as right in the morning when you wake up, you can either brush your teeth or spend 10 minutes brewing a cup of coffee.
Now,
so personally, go ahead.
Oh, no, that's all right. Tell me how you like it, and then I'll ask my question.
Yeah, I was going to say personally, the way that I've ended up using the toothpaste is I love the taste of coffee. I love the process of brewing coffee. I love drinking coffee with friends, so I'll brush with Power Toothpaste in the morning now, and then generally later in the day I might have a cup of coffee. I'll still drink coffee socially with friends as well.
Nice. Now, I can't imagine you drink it at night, so is this kind of like a morning time toothpaste then?
Yeah, so we recommend it used in the morning or after lunch if you have some post-lunch grogginess and want to freshen your breath. It's a good time to use it, too. I'll also use it sometimes before a workout just to kind of get a pre-workout boost and stay focused.
Hey, you know, that's a great way to use it. We love health and fitness here, and if you're planning on picking up chicks at the gym, get yourself some Power Toothpaste first. You're going to have minty fresh breath, and you're going to be ready to get a pump. Now, how do I find it? It's not being produced right now, but can I pre-order it, and how do I donate if I want to?
Yes, yeah, so right now we are raising the money on Indiegogo to produce our first big production batch of Power Toothpaste. So if you want to buy the toothpaste, our pricing on Indiegogo right now is probably the lowest it will ever be priced. It's just specialty pricing to get this product off the ground. So if you're interested, you can check us out online. Either go to Indiegogo.com and search Power Toothpaste, or just go to Google, search Power Toothpaste, and you'll find our link on Indiegogo. It's going to be one of the first few links.
So again, I am talking with Dan, one of the co-founders of Power Toothpaste, the world's first caffeinated toothpaste. It's available on Indiegogo. I suggest just go to powertoothpaste.com, and from there, you can find all of the links to the Indiegogo. So Dan, thank you very much for joining me. I'm very excited to see where this goes and where it ends up.
Thank you so much for inviting me on the show. Great talking to you.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, if we want to follow you on Twitter, you're on there as well. How do we find you there?
Right. On Twitter, we're at Power Toothpaste.
All right, Dan. Well, thank you very much for joining me on Under 10 Fitness. This is your radio show where we talk about health and fitness that matters to you. My name is Drew Smith, and we'll be right back here on 93.9 KCMJ.